Now, to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have
Hey, why don't you go steam some okra, you tree hugging nard gargler?
What? What? Where the hell did that come from? I barely introduced you, and you start right off attacking me.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with the intro.
All right, thanks. Now, to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome.
Why don't you go steam some okra, you tree-hugging nard gargler?
Man.
Hey, is that better?
No, it's not really. What the hell is a nard gargler?
Oh, wait, can't you just cut the music? Cut the music! Can't you just stop being confrontational for just 1 second? I am so tired of arguing with you. I'm just sick of it
all. Right, okay, look, man, I'm sorry. Can I just ask you this? Yeah. How do you feel about this week's announcement that scientists can now obtain stem cells without destroying embryos?
Well, let me answer that question, if I may, with a question. You're a loser.
That's not a question.
Yeah? Well, it is like this. You're a loser?
It's still not a question, Sammy.
It's rhetorical.
No, it isn't.
Oh-wee. Excuse me for not getting no hoity-toity education at some Ivory League Hebrew school college, boy.
Ivory League? I went to Boston University.
Yeah, and while you were busy stealing Christmas trees at Harvard and getting drunk with Betty and Veronica, me and my pals were getting our ass shot off. When I came back, there were no parades.
Oh, man. Sammy, I think you'd be happy scientists can now extract stem cells without harming the embryo. What gives?
Ooh, way to stay on point, newsboy. Embryos. It's stem cells that get the shaft. I don't want to cure IBS. I want to live wild. Me and Tom DeLay are going to score some big bucks and run a stable of foxy little horse down in El Paso.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, buddy. Tom DeLay's been indicted by 2 grand juries for money laundering.
Well, so was Jesus.
Jesus was never indicted. And for your information, Boston University isn't some pompous Ivy League school. It's a state school full of average Joes just like me.
You know what that is?
No, what?
It's the I don't care bell.
What are you ringing the bell for now? I wasn't even saying anything.
Just a heads up. Sometimes the I don't care bell doubles as the I just farted bell.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, God. You're disgusting.
You're welcome. I want to grow up to be the Zodiac killer.
Oh, you make me hate stem cells. Why don't you just leave?
Yeah, read in my mind, a-hole. So long, Diphthong.
Yeah, good riddance.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I forgot to give you this, Mark.
Oh, man. Get out. Yeah. Get out.
I will when you off.
Yeah, well, you hole.
Right back at you, hole, and the horse you're on.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Sammy. You know what I just realized is that Boston University is a private school. Private school.
Yes.
Private institution. Not a state school.
Yeah, well, you know who told me it was a state school? Dan Pashman, senior producer.
Oh, yeah. They really got his information wrong.
I did tell him that, but then John Crimmins corrected him and said, actually, it's a
pass the buck.
Private school.
Exactly. Is that what's going on here? Hey, Sammy, why don't you get out? Get out. Hey, but unless you want to come back to Jim Earl.
No, I say I'm fine, you know. I'm still looking for an apartment. If anybody's interested,
what was that email address, Jim?
jearl@airamericaradio.com. Hey, thanks a lot for that, senior producer Dan Patrick.
So, nobody emailed you, Sammy?
One woman from San Francisco.
Just to find out if you were the same Jim Earl that used to be in Lincoln Earl that you went to high school with her?
No, she said you can get an apartment for $1,700 in San Francisco. In a nice neighborhood, too.
That's a hell of a commute, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some vegetarian enchiladas I made in the fridge if you want some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, get out.
All right.
See you later.